以下讲座是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇第十三章第二十八个诗节，讲经的题目是崇拜神像的态度和要避免的种种冒犯。讲者是 Nishimha Swami Maharaj， 讲经的日期是2001年9月份，讲经的地点是香港庙。
The Dhamma can find
可找到
Iha in this connection
在这方面
Devanam of the demigods
本神人的
Helanam insult, neglect
侮辱忽略
Vayam
Vayam
we
我们
Anu minute
分钟
Api
Api
even
心言
Yet, because of which,
因为那
na,
na,
not,
but,
grenante,
grenante,
attempt, accept,
接受
bagan, shares,
配额
swam,
fun,
own,
一己的
ye,
ye,
who,
谁
deva,
deva,
the demigods.
中半神人
Karma Shakshina
Karma Shakshina
Witnesses for the sacrifice
祭祀的证人
Translation Dear King, we do not find any reason that the demigods should feel insulted or neglected in any way. But still the demigods, who are witnesses for the sacrifice, do not accept their shares. We do not know why this is so.
亲友各位，我哋揾唔到任何原因，点解啲众叛神人咧，佢哋会感觉到受侮辱，或者系响任何一方面受到呢个忽略？但系仍然咧，众叛神人咧，佢哋喺呢个嘅牺牲嘅证目击嘅证人嚟讲咧，佢哋咧并唔接受咧，佢哋所应得到嗰一份嘅。我哋咧唔知道点解咧系如此嘅。
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is indicated herein that if there is negligence in the part of the priest, the demigods do not accept their share.In sacrifices.
要指咁呢度指出到咧，就係話，如果係響嗰個嘅係祭司方面嚟講，有任何嘅係忽略嘅時候咧，啲半神人咧係唔會接受咧，佢哋響犧牲裏邊咧，佢哋嗰一份嘅。
Similarly, in devotional service, there are offences known as seva aparad.
同樣嘅道理，響奉獻服務裏邊嚟講咧，有啲嘅冒犯咧係叫做咧係服務嘅冒犯 seva aparad.
Those who are engaged in worshipping the deity Radha and Krishna in the temple.Should avoid such offences in service.
嗰啲係從事於係崇拜 Radha Krishna 嘅神像啊嘅人咧，就喺個廟裏邊嚟講，應該去避免呢一類咁樣嘅係服務裏邊嘅冒犯嘅。
The offences in service are described in the Nectar of Devotion.
喺服務裏邊嘅冒犯嚟講，喺奉嘅甘露裏邊咧係有描述到嘅。
If we simply make a show of offering service to the deity, but do not care for the seva aparad, certainly the Radha Krishna deity will not.Accept offerings from such non-devotees.
如果你只係做出一個咧係向神像作出服務嘅呢一個咁樣嘅係把戲咁樣，但係咧就唔理會到呢個服務嘅冒犯嘅話咧，肯定嚟講 ，Radha Krishna 嘅神像咧就唔會接受咧呢啲係非奉獻者所作出嘅供奉嘅。
Devotees engaged in temple worship should not therefore manufacture their own methods, but should strictly follow the regulative principles of cleanliness, and their offerings and their offerings will be accepted.
咁奉獻者嚟講，從事於呢個廟宇嘅崇拜咧，就唔應該咧，因此咧係創造佢自己嘅幾個套方法，但係應該嚴謹地跟隨住咧呢一個清潔嘅規範原則。如此嘅時候咧，個供奉咧就會係被接受嘅。
Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So we're hearing about the sacrifice of Maharaj Anga and how the demigods did not appear to accept their share of the offering.
咁我哋聽到咧 ，Mahara Anga 作出呢個咁樣嘅係犧牲祭祀，但係咧啲半神人咧就並冇出現咧嚟到去接受咧佢呢個咁樣嘅係嘅供奉嗰一份嘅。
The Brahmins in charge of the sacrifice explained that everything which they were required to do had been done perfectly。
咁啲婆羅門咧係負責呢個咁樣嘅犧牲祭祀，佢哋指出到咧，佢哋要做嗰啲嘢嚟講咧，佢哋已經係好盡善盡美咁做到噶啦。
In other words, there was no fault on the part of the priests.
換言之咧，喺祭司嗰方面嚟講咧，佢哋咧係並冇咧呢個錯誤喺度嘅。
So Prabhupada in this purport talks how in our own execution of worship of the deity, it is very important that we do not are careful to avoid any of the offences in serving the deities.
咁巴布喺要主上講到咧，我哋喺對神像服務方面嚟講咧，我哋好小心地咧係避免咧係即係任何服務方面嘅冒犯嘅。
Prabhupada in his purport especially mentions worship of Radha and Krishna, so we may think, well, we are worshipping Gornitai, they are more merciful, so we don't have to worry.
咁巴布特別喺要主上係強調到 Radha Krishna 神像嘅崇拜，咁我哋可能會咁樣諗啦，我哋係崇拜嘅 Gornitai 咧，佢哋更加恩慈嘅。
But we should not take advantage of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
但係我哋唔應該咧嚟到係去。即係濫用咗咧，係 Lord Chaitanya 同埋 Lord Nityananda 佢哋嘅恩慈嘅。
Of course, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. There is no difference between Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna.
咁當然咧，響即係 Lord Chaitanya 同埋 Radha Krishna 之間嚟講咧，係冇分別喺度。
But certainly, Gornitaya will be more merciful than the worship than in the worship of Radha and Krishna, which is very strict.
但係當然啦，係 Gornitai 係響佢哋更加嘅恩慈啦，因為響 Radha Krishna 崇拜方面嚟講咧，佢哋咧係更加嘅嚴格嘅。
Regardless of this, we should not think that because we're worshipping Gornitai, therefore we will neglect that we cannot commit offences. Certainly, there are offences also in worshipping Lord Chaitanya.
咁無論如何都好啦，就我哋即係冇諗住係響即係 Gornitai 崇拜方面嚟講咧，係可以即係冇冒犯嘅，因為肯定嚟講咧，崇拜佢哋方面嚟講咧，係會有呢個冒犯嘅情況嘅。
And Prabhupada especially mentions the regulative principle of cleanliness.
咁巴布特別係提到咧呢一個清潔咧嘅一個規範嘅原則嘅。
So Prabhupada taught us that in worshipping the deity, two principles were especially important.As well as cleanliness, punctuality was also important.
咁巴巴教導我哋喺神像崇拜方面嚟講，除咗清潔之外嚟講咧，呢一個咁樣嘅係準時咧都係好重要嘅。
And above both of these two things, the one principle which will keep us always conscious of our cleanliness and punctuality is our enthusiasm.
咁喺呢兩樣資訊嚟講咧，仲有一樣係更加重要，又係可以使到我哋咧經常咧嚟到去警惕到我哋嘅準時同埋我哋清潔咧，就係我哋嘅熱誠嘅。
That enthusiasm for worshipping the deity is the primary principle in deity worship.
在神像崇拜方面来讲，那种热诚来讲呢，就是这个神像崇拜的一个最主要的原则的。
Prabhupada especially mentioned this. He said, if we are thinking that, oh, this worship has become a burden, oh, it's so much trouble for us, then that is not deity worship.
咁爸爸講到咧，佢話如果而家我哋諗住咧，呢一個咧係即係崇拜嚟講咧係咁麻煩啦，或者係個負擔嘅時候咧，咁樣嘅時候就已經再唔係神像崇拜嚟噶啦。
We're simply thinking the deity to be some statue. If we're thinking in that consciousness,
我哋只係諗住咧神像只係啲嘅石像嚟嘅嚇，我哋用咁嘅意識咧嚟到去諗嘢嘅。
We should always understand that the deity itself is the supreme Lord appeared in material form.
我哋應該經常明白到呢個神像咧，就係至尊主咧，喺呢個物質嘅形象咧嚟到係顯現嘅。
Prabhupada talks about the form of the deity as being Saguna Brahman。
咁爸爸講到咧，呢個神像嘅形象嚟講叫 Saguna Brahman。
That Saguna Brahman means with material attributes, but Brahman means the spiritual。
Saguna 即係話有隻物質上嘅屬性咧，但係 Brahman 咧就係咧呢個屬靈嘅。
So there's also the famous verse in the scripture, Acharya Vishnu Shiladir Gurushu Naramatir Vaishnave Jati Buddhi, that if one thinks the deity to be simply a material form made of material elements, if one thinks the spiritual master to be an ordinary person, like this, then such a person is a resident in hell.
咁咧，經典裏面有講到，如果一個人諗住咧神像只係一個物質嘅形象，或者一個人諗住咧靈性導師一個普通嘅人嘅時候嚟講咧，咁呢個人原來咧係屬於一個係地獄嘅居民嚟嘅。
So it's very important for us to have a good consciousness in worshipping the deity, and the most important point is that we should be enthusiastic for this.
咁所以咧，係最重要一樣嚟講，就係話喺神像方面嘅崇拜咧，我哋係有咗呢個咁樣嘅係熱誠咧，係喺度。
This enthusiasm actually begins. With the morning of the first worship in the day, the Mongol Arti coming to see the deities, greeting the Lord.
咁呢個咁樣嘅熱誠係來自咧，譬如早上參加呢個吉祥燈而開始啦，咁樣都係啊近見神像啊等等。
This process of deity worship has been. Sometimes people would criticize Srila Prabhupada that you are giving these people who are born in such low births, you are giving them the opportunity to do the highest thing, to worship the deity.
咁有時候有啲人會批評巴巴咧，佢話咧你將呢個最高呢一樣嘢啦，對神像崇拜咧，係俾咗啲係咁冇資格嘅人咧，佢哋就係做。
People just as they criticize Prabhupada for making West foreigners into brahmanas and so on, so they also criticized him for giving them deity worship.
就好似有人會批評巴巴咧，係造就咗啲西方人士咧到呢個婆羅門，同樣咧佢哋亦都批評佢咧話將呢個神像崇拜咧俾咗佢哋就係做。
So if we have actual love, if we have real feeling and attachment to Srila Prabhupada and the Krishna consciousness movement, then we should also be equally attached to the worship of the deities.
所以如果我哋係對呢個嘅係 Srila Prabhupada 有真正嘅愛同埋依附咧，或者對呢個係 Krishna 意識之覺運動有呢個有愛同依附嘅時候咧，咁我哋應該係好好地咧做呢個對神像嘅崇拜嘅。
So it is nice we have very beautiful deities here, and the dresses are always very beautiful, and the garlands are very wonderful. I think the standard of worship here is quite opulent.
咁所以咧，其實係非常之係美好一回事啦。我哋有咁靚嘅神像，同埋啲衣服嚟講，經常都係好靚啦。同埋咧，個崇拜方面嚟講，經常都係做得係非常之富裕嘅。
And so far, you are maintaining the standard worship. You're keeping all the artis. You're maintaining all the pujas and offerings.
咁所以直至而家為止咧，大家都係維持住咧呢個嘅係崇拜嘅標準啦，咁同埋啲供奉啊、puja 等等嘅方面嘅。
Prabhupada said, once the temple is open, it can never be closed.
咁巴巴講過咧，一旦一間廟開咗之後嚟講咧，就永遠唔可以係關閉嘅。
Of course, I go to Malaysia. So in Malaysia, I had met one man, there was one man, an elderly Indian man. He was 75 years old and he had some heart attack.
咁咧，係我去到馬來西亞嘅時候咧，跟當地咧有個係75歲嘅老人家咧，有一次咧曾經係有個呢個心臟病嘅。
So this man actually he was an initiated devotee and he had brought Radha and Krishna to his home in Malaysia and he was worshipping Radha and Krishna.
咁呢個人係一個即係啟迪咗嘅人士啦。咁佢咧係帶咗 Radha Krishna 喺到佢自己屋企嗰處咧，開始對呢個神像崇拜嘅。
However, after he had his heart attack, you know, he could understand. You know, I don't know how much longer I can expect to live in this world. He was already 75.
咁佢經歷過呢個心臟病之後嚟講，佢知道自己咧喺世上嘅日子可能唔係咁多啦，因為再加上咧佢已經有75歲嘅啦。
So I was thinking that I really have to make some arrangements for the worship of the deity.
咁咧，佢喺度諗就係話咧，我真係要做啲安排咧，要嚟到係即係為神像嘅崇拜做啲安排。
Oh, I think I told the story last time.
上次我冇講過呢個故事啊。
Anyway, the man arranged that he wanted somebody to take the deity, but he didn't want to give his house. He wanted to give his property to his grandchildren and have the devotees, you take the deity for me and worship.
咁咧，先生咧就唔想將咁佢嘅物業俾出嚟，但係佢想啲奉獻者咧將啲係神像攞走啦、帶走啦，就然之後咧將啲物業係俾自己啲係即係兒孫噶。
Sometimes in America, I heard like they have difficulty to maintain all the offerings. They have to reduce the offerings to like 3 offerings a day or something.
我聽聞有時譬如喺美國啲廟宇，佢哋響即係維持個供奉方面有啲困難，有時咧佢哋將個供奉咧係降到咧每天3次嘅啫。
Bad standard that we once we begin have a standard, we can never lower the standard.
咁呢個咧係即係唔好標準咧，但我哋有若干標準嘅時候咧，永遠唔可以將標準係降低嘅。
We should always think how fortunate we are that we can actually have the opportunity to give direct worship to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
所以我哋應該經常感覺自己係好幸運啦，我哋可以保持到咧係對 Lord Chaitanya 同埋 Lord Nityananda 咧呢個咁樣直接嘅崇拜嘅。
Just like when if you are fortunate enough to serve your spiritual master, You know, you feel, oh, it's such a nice opportunity, I could cook for my guru or something, you feel very satisfied. So we should feel so much more satisfied when we can cook for Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
就好似有時如果我哋可以直接咁服務我哋嘅靈性導師啊，譬如為佢烹調啊等等嚟講，我哋覺得自己好幸運啦。同樣咧，如果我哋能夠係直接咁為高一胎煮嘢嘅時候咧，我哋感覺到同樣嘅幸運嘅。
And we can see, I'm sure you, I see the standard of cleanliness is very nice. At least as far as the physical gross cleanliness goes, it's very. You can see the altar, the deities, the deity room, everything is very clean.
至於係講到嗰個嘅清潔標準嚟講，我哋起碼即係外表上睇到咧係十分之乾淨啦。譬如神像啊、神像房裏邊一切嘅嘢嚟講都好乾淨嘅。
But cleanliness is not only on the gross level. We must also keep ourselves clean on the subtle platform.
但係清潔嚟講，唔係只係在呢個粗糙嘅層面咧，我哋亦都要讓自己咧精微層面方面嚟講係清潔嘅。
Cleanliness means not only in the body but mind also.
清潔嚟講，唔單止只係身體咧，亦都包括埋心意在內嘅。
Means always remembering Krishna。
即係換言之，係經常咧係記住 Krishna。
Always, just like I know that the pujaris they would always play some cassette tape when they're on the altar. They could hear when they're doing dressing the deities. They would be listening to some lecture。
我知道咧，喺啲祭司佢哋喺做緊呢個神像崇拜嘅時候，經常咧都要播放呢個錄音帶嘅，佢哋去聽你講經嘅。
You know, wearing devotee clothes also, it helps us, it's very useful, to, it's very practical that we can keep a good standard of cleanliness.
咁譬如咧，係穿著呢個奉獻嘅服裝都係咯，可以幫助我哋保持咧一個清潔嘅標準嘅。
When people wear their karmic clothes, they won't wash them every time.
咁當啲人穿著佢哋嗰個咁樣俗世嘅衣服嘅時候咧，佢哋唔會每一日都係清洗嘅。
Someone puts on a pair of jeans, you know, if they just wear a pair of jeans one day, they probably won't wash it the next day.
咁啲人著對我著對我仔褲嚟講，可能今日著咗之後，聽日都唔會洗嘅。
So, the devotional clothes are so good because we will naturally think to wash our devotee clothes after wearing them.
咁咧，奉獻嘅服裝係咁好啦，我哋著完之後嚟講，好自然，我哋即係著完之後咧，我哋想咧係想去洗佢噶。
We can see how the whole material society there's very poor standards of cleanliness.
咁我哋可以見到整個嘅係即係物質嘅社會嚟講咧，佢哋清潔嘅標準咧係非常之係低下嘅。
People think it's nice to put carpets everywhere.
啲人諗住咧，即係四圍咧係鋪啲地氈嚟講會好好嘅。
Someone published an article. I was just seeing some article about how the carpets are more dangerous than walking in the cities with the most heavy traffic.
啲人寫個篇文章，佢話如果地氈嚟講咧，比喺城市裏邊咧，即係最嚴重嘅塞車情況嚟講，係更加危險噶。
The carpet itself will keep more dust and germs and contamination than even cars which are breathing out so much petrol。
咁咧，就算咧係啲地氈嚟講咧，即係雖然汽車噴咗咁多咁樣嘅廢氣嚟講咧，但係啲地氈比佢更加危險，因為佢哋咧係會儲住咗好多嘅，即係譬如細菌啊、毒素啊、污染嘅嘢等等嘅。
They'll lay a carpet, and then just bring a vacuum cleaner and rub the vacuum cleaner over the top, but a lot of the dust all goes below.
咁佢哋即係吸地氈嘅時候，即係吸塵機吸一吸，但係好多塵嚟講咧，全部咧都係沉咗下邊嘅。
So people are thinking, put a carpet, cover up everything.
啲人諗住咧，係鋪塊地氈落去嚟講咧，將全部啲嘢咧嚟到係遮住咗佢。
In the same way that karmis, they will cover up everything with so many body lotions and different creams and things, but all the dirt is still there.
同樣嘅唯物主義者都係咧，將好即係去噴香水啊，各類不同嘅係潤膚膏之類嘅嘢講咧，去覆蓋好多嘢，但係所有啲塵埃都仲係喺度嘅。
In the same way, people will cover up their sinful activities by trying to do pious activities.
同樣就係有啲人咧嘗試咧係通過做一啲虔誠活動咧去覆蓋咗咧佢啲罪啊，即係罪惡嘅活動。
They'll perform acts of charity. They may do some type of welfare activity or take part in some social activities.
佢哋就會做一啲咁樣嘅係福利活動啊、慈善嘅活動啊、布施啊，或者咧係做一啲咁樣嘅係即係有利於社會嘅活動。
Just like they have these Lions clubs, and Rotary clubs.
譬如佢哋有啲嘅扶輪社啊，或者係獅子會啊之類嘅團體。
And you know they're all big men. What do? They get together and get drunk.
佢哋全啲大人物，佢哋走埋一齊做咩咧？其實咧，只係咧嚟到去賣醉。
And then they plan that yeah, this weekend we're going to go and we will go to the old people's home and feed a few old people.
然之後佢哋就會話啦：啊，好啦，今個星期週末嘅時候咧，我哋會去老人院嗰處咧，即係喂飽咧幾個老人家嘅。
They will spend a fortune on getting drunk every night at the Rotary and Lions Club meeting. And they will spend a small fraction to feed some old people.
咁你將佢啲財富咧，大部分咧花費咗咧，譬如響呢啲聚會嘅時候咧，去飲醉、飲飽食醉啦，然之後將少部分嘅金錢咧，走嚟咧係做呢啲咁樣慈善福利嘅活動。
They try to cover up all of their sins with a little act of piety.
佢哋嘗試咧係將少少嘅慈善嘅活動咧，嚟到係去即係覆蓋咗自己咧呢啲咁樣嘅所有嘅罪惡嘅。
These sinful reactions are all there, and they have to suffer.
But these 罪恶活动全部都系响树，而佢哋咧都要去受苦噶。
Therefore, in Brahma Samhita, we find the verse: Yastvendra gopam atavendra mahosvakarma bandha nurupam palabhajanam apanoti karmani nirdhaiti kintu chabakti bhajam Govinda madipursam tamaham bhajami. Lord Brahma is describing how devotion destroys all the roots of different fruitive activities.
咁咧係Lord Brahma 描述到咧呢個愛心嚟講咧，將所有咧嘅罪惡活動啊，即係連根咧咁去清除嘅罪惡活動連根去清除嘅。
That for the materialist, they're performing pious activities, but they're doing so many sins, and they have to suffer and enjoy for all of these different activities.
咁對唯物主義者嚟講咧，佢哋做罪惡活動咧，又做呢個咁樣虔誠活動咧，而佢哋咧係要去苦受咧，或者享受啲所有嘅成果嘅。
They cannot pull out the root of the seed of sinful activities.
佢哋唔能夠將罪惡活動嗰個嘅根咧嚟到去拔除嘅。
A little piety will not stop one from suffering for all his sins.
咁少少嘅虔誠活動咧，唔能夠使一個人咧係去即係擺脱到咧，唔受呢啲咁樣嘅罪惡所影響。
It will not take away the desire for sinful activity.
亦都唔會攞走咗呢個罪惡活動嘅慾望嘅。
But if we act with devotion for the Supreme Lord Govinda, Govinda, if we do some devotion for Govinda, then we will be able to actually lose the desire for sin.
但如果咧，我哋係為主 Govinda 做啲奉獻服務嘅時候咧，我哋就會咧失去咗咧呢個咁樣嘅係進行罪惡活動嗰個嘅慾望嘅。
So this is the power of pure bhakti.
咁呢個就係純粹嘅愛心嗰個嘅係 bhakti 嗰個嘅大能嘅。
So if we commit offences in worshipping the deity, what should we do?
咁如果我哋係喺對神像服務方面做出冒犯嘅時候，我哋應該點做咧
？We should pray to the deity to forgive us.
我哋應該係向神像祈禱咧，請佢求佢哋係原諒我哋。
How do we pray? We chant the holy name.
我哋點樣祈禱咧？我哋唱頌主嘅聖名嘅。
Chanting the holy name will help us to atone for our sins and worshiping the deity.
咁唱頌主嘅聖名咧，係可以幫助我哋咧嚟到係去即係懺悔出咧呢一個咁樣嘅對神像嘅冒犯嘅。
And what about if we're not if we're committing offences in chanting the holy name?
咁好啦，如果我哋喺唱頌主嘅聖名嘅時候，我哋又作出冒犯嘅時候，咁點做咧
？Then we have to.Stop committing offences against the holy name.
咁我哋要停止咧，係即係去對唱頌主嘅聖名作出冒犯。
We have to get the mercy of the Vaishnavas.
我哋係得到咧係奉獻者佢哋嘅恩慈嘅。
We have to pray. We have to sincerely desire to give up this offensive mentality.
我哋要誠懇地係祈求咧，係放棄咧呢啲咁樣嘅冒犯心態嘅。
So the whole process depends.On our own enthusiasm.
咁整個程序咧係視乎到我哋一己嘅熱誠嘅。
If we strongly desire to serve the deity and to chant the holy name, then certainly Krishna can empower us.
咁如果你好誠懇地真係想去服務神像同埋唱頌主嘅聖名嘅時候咧，好肯定咧主 Krishna 咧係會俾好大能力俾我哋嘅。
We just have to have that desire. That desire will come.By associating with other people who keep that desire,
我哋只需要咧係嚟到係去即係保持呢個慾望咧。咁個慾望會點樣到嚟咧？就係話咧，我哋係同嗰啲咧係有咁嘅慾望嘅人咧嚟到去相處。
If you are alone, then it's very hard to keep that desire.
如果你係自己一個人嘅時候，係好難保持到嗰個慾望嘅。
Prabhupada could do it.
咁Prabhupada可以做得到。
But we're not Prabhupada.
但係咧，我哋就並唔係Prabhupada嚟嘅。
If we simply try to sit and chant the holy name on our own, or if we have our own deity in our home and try to do deity worship, then we'll find so many difficulties.
如果我哋只係嘗試自己一個人坐喺屋企處咧，唱頌呢個主嘅聖名，或者自己屋企有神像，嘗試去崇拜嗰個神像嘅時候咧，我哋會發現到好多困難重重嘅。
Just like often householders nowadays, they get deities. They go to India and they see all the deities. They think, I will also buy deities.
咁譬如好多嘅居士佢哋去印度嘅時候咧，見到印度好多神像，佢都我都買個神像翻嚟。
And then they bring their deity back. But do you know? how many householders are there who will actually dress their deities every day?
咁但係有大家有冇識得邊個居士就係話咧，每一日咧都嚟到係幫佢自己屋企嘅神像係穿著衣服嘅咧？
How many householders will actually have a Mongol arti for their deities?
有幾多個係居士會真係屋企裏邊咧係為佢神像咧進行呢個吉祥燈儀嘅咧
？Or offer regular offerings throughout the day?
或者整天嚟講咧，你都係作出咧呢個係好規律嘅係供奉咧。
The standards are greatly reduced when we try to do these things on our own.
咁當我哋咧係嘗試自己屋企做嘅時候咧，那個標準嚟講咧，佢咧係會作出好大嘅調整，降低咗嘅。
And similarly with all aspects of devotional service, that if we try to do it all on our own, then we'll find we, you know, our whole devotional service will slacken. The standard goes down a lot.
咁所以咧，同樣即係奉獻服務每一個環節都係咁樣嘅。如果你嘗試自己去做嘅時候咧，我哋會發覺到咧，我哋嘅標準方面嚟講咧，會鬆懈得好多嘅。
I was reading Kurma Prabhu's book, The Great Transcendental Adventure, and he was describing how some devotees were asking Prabhupada that we can live outside, we don't need to live in the temple.
咁我睇個 Kurma Prabhu 本書咧，叫做咧一位偉大嘅超然嘅冒險家喺裏邊嘅時候咧，咁 Kurma Prabhu 寫到咧係有啲奉獻者問 Prabhupada 就係話咧，我哋其實唔需要住喺廟裏邊嘅，我哋可以自己咧住埋得噶啦。
Prabhupada said, "Yeah, I also used to live outside. I also did not live in the temple."
咁巴巴亦都講到，佢話係啊，我舊時都係嘅，我都喺外邊度住，我都冇住過喺廟裏邊舊時。
But he told them, "It will be harder for you."
但係巴巴講俾佢知咧，係會更加嘅困難嘅。
That it can take longer to come to the level of pure devotion.
咁需要係更長嘅時間先可以係達到咧係純粹嘅愛心嘅層面嘅。
And he gave the example, just like if a spark falls on wet grass or if it falls on dry grass. When the spark falls on dry grass, then very quickly you get flames. But when it falls on the wet grass, then it's damp and you're going to get smoke and the smoke and then gradually the flame will come.
咁佢講咗個例子，講到一點嘅火花，火花可能降響兩個唔同嘅地方，一個係濕嘅草咧，一個係降響乾燥嘅。如果跌落咗個乾燥嘅時候嚟講，好快會燃燒起嚟啦。但係如果喺濕嘅草嘅時候咧，可能你最初只係得到煙，然之後好耐之後咧，先可以得到火嘅。
So to actually be part of the temple and to take part in the daily temple activities is a great blessing, a great opportunity for spiritual advancement.
咁事實上嚟講咧，能夠係即係成為廟宇嘅一部分啦，參與廟宇裏邊每一天嘅活動嚟講咧，係一個祝福嚟嘅。祝福咧可以俾到我哋靈性上嘅進步。
Any questions?
各位有冇咩問題喺度咧
？What do you think? Do you feel that the deity worship is enlivening? Do you feel purified after work serving the deities?
大家嘅感受點啊？覺得係神廟神像嘅崇拜係咪好即係感覺到好鼓舞啊？同埋做完之後係咪覺得好淨化咧咁啊？
Yes, it's greatly purifying because you have to think. I have to take a shower. I have to put on clean cloth.To put on tealak, nice tealak, but you have to just doing these things. It's so purifying.
係好淨化嘅，譬如你要諗住啦，我要咧係沖涼啊，我要咧係著乾淨衣服啊，頭上呢個聖物，淨係對你嚟講咧都係好淨化嘅。
So we should always feel enthusiastic, and we should also appreciate the service done by other devotees who are worshiping the deity. We should.Feel that they're very advanced devotees because they're worshipping the deity so nicely. They're being also merciful to us. I feel very indebted to the devotees who dress the deity so nicely every day. I think they're doing wonderful service.
事實上咧，我哋都應該係好感恩咧，啲係做神像服務嘅奉獻者咧，因為咧我自己個人覺得佢哋咧係即係做得係非常之好啦，像神像係穿著得係咁美麗啊，咁好睇啊。
Just like when devotees cook prasadam, we feel so grateful. Prabhu, you cook so nice. Your prasadam is so good.
咁好似有時奉獻者煮啲好食嘅prasadam上嚟，都係話Prabhu你煮得真係好食啊，我感覺到好咁樣啊。
And similarly, the devotees dressing the deities, you're worshipping the deity so nicely.
咁所以同樣咧，對於嗰啲係崇拜神像嘅嘅奉獻者嚟講，亦都係好感恩佢哋做幫神像係做得咁好，做得咁好嘅服務啦。
The ladies are making garlands and arranging for the dresses.
啲女士們咧係譬如安排啲花環啊，安排啲係衣服啊咁樣啊。
So all of these things are important. We should always appreciate the service done by all.
咁呢啲係好重要咯，我哋經常都應該嚟到係去欣賞所有奉獻者咧，佢哋所作出嘅服務嘅。
Okay, we'll stop here, Srila Prabhupada ki.